This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 12:35, FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile. Glad to have you here on this Wednesday. And we head to Rolling Fork, Mississippi. And I've been talked about for Monday and Tuesday here, and talked to the senior pastor at First Baptist Church of Rolling Fork, Mississippi, Britt Williamson. Thanks for your time, and thanks for coming on with us, Pastor. You know, blessings on y'all. I mean, we're watching all through Mississippi the damage that was done, and even here in Alabama. But I look at the town of Rolling Fork that I know well, and I see the pictures, and I don't know what I'm looking at, Pastor.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me. I've had the same experience. Just getting around town, I missed my turn.
Yeah,
because you don't have those trees, those houses, those landmarks that you're used to saying, "Oh, here's my turn." It's the whole place is unrecognizable.
It is strange how much we depend on, we don't know it, but in our subconscious or conscious, the landmarks we look at to tell us where we are and where we're going. Another thing you and I talked about before we came on, this really resonated because I was talking to our friends in common there in Rolling Fork, and I've been telling the folks about how to make donations. We're gonna come back to that, that they have to mail it to Anguilla, Mississippi, which I told folks around here, it's just up the road from Rolling Fork, but there's a reason for that, right? Why can't we mail something to Rolling Fork?
Nobody has a mailbox. Even the most of the residential area was completely destroyed. So not only are the houses are destroyed, but even in the areas that weren't completely destroyed, lots of damage. There's trees down everywhere. And for me personally, my house had very little damage to talk about. But I have a 100-year-old oak tree on top of my mailbox. I'm not. I saw my post guy running through town yesterday in his little postmaster truck. And I said, "What are you doing? How are you?" He said, "I'm trying to find a mailbox."
I mean,
there's nobody to give a mailbox to.
It's, and I know that, you know, y'all think mailboxes versus these homes destroyed, but it just shows how widespread the damage is. For those of us familiar with Rolling Fork, you know, talking with our friends in common, it seems like just from, other than a fringe on the south side and a fringe up on the north side of Rolling Fork, everything else received massive amounts of damage. Is that fair to say?
Massive. I have 13 families in my church whose homes are completely destroyed. I have not even had time to count the ones that have received major damage, but, you know, we're able to get the tree off the house. We're able to tarp the roof. I haven't even counted that. It's just, you know, 13 families just in my church that have nothing. And they're just looking for a picture, you know, in the rubble.
Unbelievable. Also, looking at this, the blessings of this, because with the amount of destruction, and many people now have seen the video from over there, and I know what the town looked like beforehand, and I understand how there wasn't just a big loss of life. Providence, I guess, Pastor. I don't know.
It's the grace of God. And last I heard, we had 23 confirmed deaths in the city, and my heart goes out to them. Two of them I knew, they weren't in my church, but my heart goes out to their families. You know, it'll be a long time before we can even do funerals. Praise the Lord, I didn't have any casualties in my church, but the thought of, I should be doing 30 funerals this week, because everybody in my church was home at the time when this hit, and now they have no home left. And so how I'm not doing 20, 30 funerals or more this week is just, like you said, the providence of God just holding his hand on us as this thing came through.
Yeah, and I want to let folks know the vastness of this, and the 23 discussed, Rolling Fork's, what, 1,800 people? I mean, it's not a big place.
No, it's the city itself, we have about 1,800. There are about 4,000 that live in Sharkey County. It's an agricultural place. But the thing is, when it left these residential neighborhoods, it turned north on Highway 61 and destroyed every business except the small grocery store. And thankfully, they were able to open back up Sunday. But there are businesses that they're in rubble. So all of our businesses are destroyed. Most of our houses are destroyed. And this thing was massive.
And this just, I guess, a side note here. You mentioned the grocery. Was it the Sunflower grocery store? Did it make it?
It used to be called Sunflower, but now they call it Stop and Shop.
Stop, okay.
And thankfully, it got, they have damage, but they're able to operate. There's also a pharmacy called Rolling Fork Drugs inside of there, and they got back open. So thankfully, we have a little something going. But that's, to me, that I know of, all, you know, we had a couple of CPA offices in town, they're destroyed. We have a couple of lawyer offices in town, they're destroyed. Our Ace Hardware lumber yard is destroyed. Chuck's Dairy Bar, which is known all over the country, if you've ever been to Rolling Fork, it's completely destroyed. Mexican restaurants destroyed. Family Dollar's destroyed. It's just, you could, all the small businesses we had in that corridor are gone.
Yeah, and what the pastor's talking about is like Chuck's Dairy Bar. That was one of the things that stood out to me after the coverage, and you talk about the miracle, and I thought about looking at the rubble there, how many times I sat in Chuck's Dairy Bar over the years, that some quick thinking to get people into the freezer there at Chuck's.
Right.
And
Miss Tracy, she's a great lady, and I still haven't had time to talk to her. I've been so busy, but just to hear her story and what they went through is just incredible.
Yeah, it is. By the way, side note, you probably have heard it many times. I heard from one of our friends in common, they found a menu from Chuck's Dairy Bar 100 miles away, dropped down in somebody's yard.
I've gotten the furthest report I've got is they found a picture, an old picture, 200 miles from here.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It is. If you're just joining us, talking to Pastor Britt Williamson from the First Baptist Church of Rolling Fork. I want to talk about how we down here, because we know, you know, we know what it's like to get hit, and maybe not like y'all got hit for sure, but people here want to help out. And they do worry, Pastor, that, you know, in times like this, that there's people that come out that take advantage of things. So that's why I like having a personal connection when I recommend things, and I have a personal connection to y'all. So tell folks down here in Mobile and Baldwin counties, Northwest Florida, you know, how they can help y'all.
Yeah, we've already got reports of some elderly people being ripped off of thousands of dollars. And that's really, really unfortunate. What we're committed to do as a church, for any funds that come to us, we're committed to steward them, because it's God's funds, and we're going to be getting these funds to the neediest of the people in our community. But we're going to be doing it with the love of Christ and loving them, encourage them. This is going to be a multi-year process of rebuilding and restoring things. And so we are very appreciative and thankful for people all across the country that are sending. But when they send it to us, there's no administration charge. We're going to be left there when everybody else leaves.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And so we appreciate and need funds, I'm sorry, I thought you were going to say something.
No, Pastor, I just, so with that, and I've given, and I'll continue, you know, we can give the, where to make the check to, and I have all the information here. I'll email it to people and been texting it to them as well. But yeah, you make it to the First Baptist Church at Rolling Fork, it's the Tornado Fund, right? Is that what they need to put on the check?
If they just put FBC Rolling Fork and send it there to our attention at the Bank of Anguilla, it will automatically be deposited into our tornado relief fund. So the bank is really being helpful to us because we have no way to receive anything right now at our church.
Yeah, because you don't have mail. There's no mailboxes. There's no post office. There's, and you know, let's talk brass tacks here for a second too. And my time spent in the community, people here need to understand that you talk about people not having anything. There's a lot of people in the Delta in general, let alone in Rolling Fork, that didn't have much to begin with before this tragedy hit. They didn't have, and probably didn't have insurance on things. They have no way to just have somebody stroke them a check and rebuild.
Yeah, that's the thing. We're one of the poorest regions of the country. Most of the housing in my area is housing that really people shouldn't have been living in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
It was really just shanties, trailer parks that the trailers had been there for 30, 40, 50 years. And so these people were already poor, and now they lost what little they had. I mean, we have some, you know, neighborhoods that were actual houses. Most of those people will probably have insurance that will help them get back on their feet. But there's so many people in our area that were already living below the poverty line. They were already living with little to nothing. And now what little they had has been blown 200 miles away.
You know, and you say something real important, too, how y'all will still be there. And I watch that, you know, living on the Gulf Coast, and we realize that, you know, hurricane comes in and you have all the news attention and all that for a few days afterwards.
Right.
And then the public, you know, attention goes elsewhere. But the problems remain and the rebuild remains. And, yeah, this is something y'all are going to deal with a long time. It's not, you know, even when the news cameras go away, doesn't mean the problem goes away. So this is a long effort.
Well, that's what we're trying to do. You know, we have immediate needs, food and shelter and things like that that we've helped people with. But when all of the, and I've already seen it, let me back up. In the front lawn of my church, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, looked like a tailgate party at a football game. There were tents up. There were people cooking everywhere. And today there's nobody.
Wow.
We have, you know, several organizations in town, Samaritan's Purse, Baptist Disaster Relief, Mercy Meals, but they are only committed to stay with us 4, 6, 8 weeks. And so what we're trying to do is any funds that we accrue from people giving across the country, we're going to use that, and we're still going to be here. We're not going to pack up and go to the next disaster. We're not going to leave after the cameras leave. We're going to be here.
You know, I say a testament to you and your congregation, because on Sunday, did I read this correctly, that y'all had services on Sunday?
We did. We just felt as a leadership in the church that it was important for us to open our doors, not just to our people, but to the community. Because a lot of people have lost hope. They've lost everything, and they lost hope. And we wanted to give them a place to come and have a reminder that our true hope is not in this earth. It's not in this world. It's our hope that we have in Jesus. And we were able to worship, pray. A lot of people don't get to see what I see as a pastor when I stand up on a platform. There were people there that don't go to our church. There are people that probably never go to church. But when I stood up to preach my sermon, I saw several families that were there that had lost everything. And so that was really important to us, to give people an opportunity to come in and be reminded about our hope in Jesus, and that God never leaves us. He never forsakes us. He's going to be here with us through the valley of shadow of death. He's not going to put us in the valley and leave us. So that was important to us. And honestly, I've been a pastor now for 17, 18 years, and that was probably one of the most powerful services I've ever been in.
I imagine as well, but the effort through you and the church and others going forward is going to resonate as well as people rebuild their lives. The people that have lost their homes, are they finding shelter nearby, or are people gone to Jackson, or where are people staying?
We have two shelters set up in Rolling Fork. We have a shelter set up in Leland, which is about 40 miles north of us. We have 114 families that are in hotel rooms in Greenville, Mississippi, about 45 miles north of us. Some individual, I don't even know who it was, paid for 5 nights of their hotel stay in Greenville at all these hotels. They're up there with nothing but the clothes they had on when the tornado hit, and they have nothing to go back to. And so today that will run out, and we're going to have to figure out how we can shelter them, because the shelters that are set up are already full.
Wow. Well, that's more reason for people to contribute to an effort on the ground there, one folks can trust. And once again, I'll give people the address. I can send it to them directly, but make the checks to FBC, right? Rolling Fork?
First Baptist Church Rolling Fork or FBC Rolling Fork, send it to the bank to that P.O. box, and if they put a dent in First Baptist Rolling Fork, they're putting it straight into our tornado relief fund that we've set up. And it's like you say, we're going to need it for years. It's going to be a long time.
Well, I'm going to reach out to you here in the weeks to come and the months to come to check up on what's going on. And you've got my phone number as well. When you need things, let us know. And you got a lot of people down here on the Gulf Coast that are worried about y'all in the Delta, and they want to help. And I hope just that it's going to be a long process, but we make it faster, you know, with help from elsewhere.
Thank you. Let me say one more thing. I know about hurricanes. I'm originally from Hattiesburg, Mississippi. I was in Hattiesburg when Katrina came through. And so this is not as widespread as Katrina. But if you remember the pictures of the Mississippi Gulf Coast when Katrina came through, that, that 20, 30-mile section where it hit first, that's what my city looks like.
It is. It's a daunting effort to rebuild from that. We know it was done in the Mississippi Gulf Coast, and I know it will be done in Rolling Fork. It's just not going to happen overnight. But Pastor Williams, it's going to take a lot of work, but you got a lot of people behind you and people that want to help. And I sure appreciate it. And I'm going to reach back out to you and get an update.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Please do. I'll be glad to join you anytime.
Absolutely. Big thank you to Senior Pastor of First Baptist Church of Rolling Fork, Mississippi, Britt Williamson. If you need more information on how to help, I've got all the information here, so you can hit us up on the text line at 343-0106. I can send that info to you there, or you want to send an email to me, Sean, S-E-A-N, at fmtalk1065.com. We'll get you that as well. Coming right back, more Midday Mobile.